Where do you go? Bernard, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. Nobody likes me. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites.
I'm going to say I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping out to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Regretfully cuckoo. They tell us, but firmly cuckoo. They compel us to say goodbye.
Cuckoo.
To you. So long, farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
So long, farewell, our readers, and adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
So long.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
Yes?
No.
So long, farewell, our readers saying goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm glad to go. I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I fleetly flee, I fly.
The sun has gone to bed and so must I.
So long.
Sounds like my cab is here.
Yeah.
This is your president, okay? We are in the White House bathroom because they've shut off my Wi-Fi.
And so we can get sort of the nearby McDonald's has a very strong Wi-Fi signal. So we're getting very powerful Wi-Fi. So this is a message, okay, a very powerful message from your favorite president. Demaga Nation in our chat room, an adult friend finder, where we're free to talk and have great friendship, okay? And as you know, one of the most disgraceful things that's ever happened in our country happened today. I became the first president in history. That means like nobody's ever done it. In history, to be impeached twice for nothing. For a first, for a perfect extortion phone call, a perfect one. And the second time, you know, it was for a perfect, very inspirational, powerful speech rallying subhuman racist monsters to attack elderly people at the U.S. Capitol. It was a perfect rally, in other words, and now they're impeaching me twice. It's a total disgrace, and nobody's ever been impeached twice. Okay, Clinton, let's be honest, he shouldn't even count. He was impeached for things that, you know, believe me, they should have impeached Jeffrey Epstein at some of our parties, if that's an impeachment. And Nixon was too scared to get impeached. And then the other one was like some guy, Andrew Johnson. Nobody had even heard of Andrew Johnson. You know, it's like so long ago, I don't even think that counts as sort of a strong modern day impeachment. So the point is, I have so many impeachments that I'm going, it's called a hat trick. It's what weak Canadians like Trudeau call it. You know, when you get three, we're going for a hat trick. I'm gonna get a third impeachment in my last week, and then nobody will ever touch me. And I'm gonna have the great help of that little sort of cute, like Sarah Palin fun size thing. That's Lauren Boba Fett. She's gonna help me very strongly with my third and most powerful impeachment. So we'll see what happens.
President Trump and Melania Trump now boarding Marine One. They are headed to Joint Base Andrews, where a small crowd awaits them there.
Right now, in this moment, President Trump is flying over the wreckage of what he has wrought in many ways. Washington is locked down because of a pandemic, which for a year, as he said to Bob Woodward, he tried to play down, that he did not confront. It will be the biggest challenge in front of Joe Biden, as he has acknowledged. And also locked down because of a riot 2 weeks ago, an attack on the United States Capitol that killed five people, including a Capitol Police officer, that was incited by President Trump, that was encouraged by President Trump. That city is locked down because of the actions of President Trump in many ways, and he's flying over that place right now.
Oh, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus, do not blue rock on the blue bus, do not come on, yeah.
America's greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is stepping down.
But you can step up to savings at Harry's MAGA Hattery, where everything must go. It's a full-on insurrection. Regular MAGA hats, big MAGA hats, little MAGA hats, MAGA top hats, MAGA cowboy hats, MAGA beanies, sweatbands, visors, bucket hats, construction helmets, beer helmets, head injury helmets, baby turbans, do-rags, even yarmulkes. It's a mitzvah. All these products actually exist. And they all come with the official MAGA hat certificate of authenticity, making them collector's items.
Don't lose those hats. They'll be very valuable someday.
Harry's MAGA Hattery, located in Philadelphia, across from the Four Seasons Total Landscaping, next to the other sex shop.
What the hell do you have to lose?
I won't
don't miss you. I'm so glad to see you go. I might even pop a bottle of champagne. Hope they arrest you, lock you up, but we all know that the you're through will leave a stain. 4 years of you felt like a decade in reverse. 4 years of you, low-level devil's wicked curse. 4 years of you, you made the virus even worse. Pack up your fans and take the evil that men do. We need a medal for living through 4 years of you. I won't hate you. I don't want you in my mind. Going forward, I'll pretend you don't exist. And when they rate you as the worst one of all time, what does it mean if they just slap you on the wrist? 4 years of you was watching God take in the piss. 4 years of you and thinking, do we deserve this? 4 years of you, we'll throw a party in our heads with all the family and friends who didn't live to see the end of 4 years of you. We need a medal for living through 4 years of you.
Is not in a braggadocious way. It's because...
braggadocious?
Stand back and stand by.
In COVID, Kofifis and Russians and paper towels and mothers, red hats and words he can't spell. In 2,102,400 minutes, how will you remember 4 years stuck in hell?
McDonald, Jessica.
In midnight and phone calls and love notes to North Korea. Impeachments, spray tans and all corruption. Get about chaos, destruction, invasions and Giuliani's
food. Never, never again, Donald Trump.
Seasons of hope.
This is America and all the ships at sea. Anyone within the sound of my voice.
Tonight is the last show we'll do during the presidency of he who shall remain shameless. But tomorrow, like a miracle, he will disappear. Some of the highlights of his lowlights include starting his presidency by decrying American carnage, his Muslim travel ban, very fine people on both sides, bonding with Putin in Helsinki, bonding with Kim Jong-un in Singapore, bonding with the MyPillow guy everywhere else, wanting to trade Puerto Rico for Greenland, talking about nuking hurricanes or changing their path with a Sharpie, calling the 26 women who accused him of sexual assault liars, wishing an accused sex trafficker well, caging asylum-seeking children that he tore from their parents, getting impeached for trying to blackmail Ukraine to interfere in our election, completely shanking a pandemic.
You have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero. It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
We've actually contained the spread of this virus.
It is being contained. And do you not think it's being contained?
So far, it looks relatively contained. And we don't think most people, I mean, the vast majority of Americans are not at risk for this virus.
People don't die of this disease anymore.
Tear gassing peaceful protesters, holding a Bible dumb, undermining faith in our democracy, inciting an angry mob to murder his own vice president, and ruining YMCA. And that's, we didn't even try hard.
And then, of course, there were Trump's poisonous lies about the election, indulged and echoed by the vast majority of the Republican Party and right-wing media apparatus, which led to the deadly insurrection at the Capitol.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
According to the Washington Post Pinocchio lie tracker, since assuming office, the president has made 30,534 false or misleading statements. In the end, Pinocchio threw himself into a wood chipper.
I'm free!
In the end, the takeaway from this presidency is take him away. According to Gallup, his average approval rating was 41%, 4 points lower than any other president. He's so unpopular, this is how he'll be remembered in the Hall of Presidents.
What a schmuck I was. What a schmuck.
So Trump won't get a stately retirement filled with events and honors. He won't even get a quiet retirement. He'll have to deal with an impeachment trial in the Senate that could disqualify him from holding office ever again. His neighbors don't want him to move to Mar-a-Lago. New York City canceled all of its contracts with Trump. The DA in Atlanta is considering investigating Trump for his phone call to Georgia election officials. The Manhattan district attorney just subpoenaed more records in his investigation of Trump. And his advisors have warned him that he could face potential civil liability for his role in the insurrection. Trump will go down his history as a disgraced, sadistic con artist who left the nation in ruins. He's less popular than Bush. He's broken more laws than Nixon. He's got a worse jobs record than Hoover.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you
Americans, and by Americans, I mean only the people who voted for me. I'll never concede. Concession speeches are for losers, and I'm no loser, folks. I beat myself in the general election, which is practically impossible. I'm a winner! This is a total disgrace. I disavow this election. I'm staying right behind this desk no matter what. You can't replace me. Me too? What about me? I'm being evicted like a South African farmer. I won the popular vote. This is white genocide. White genocide. I'll call the Electoral College. They like me. Where's the nuclear football? Give me the nuclear football. What's the number? 867-530. Wow, a truck! Wow! Look at this.
And that's how the Trump presidency came to an end. And then things got really weird.
No one likes losing, but my family looked on it as an opportunity to come home to New York City.
And how were you welcomed?
Beautifully.
Yo, you traitor!
Trump's first year out of office was very difficult.
Melania Trump files for divorce just hours after her husband leaves office and is immediately spotted canoodling with Super Bowl MVP Colin Kaepernick.
And how was business after he lost?
The iconic Trump Tower has been renamed Amazon Tower after being purchased for pennies on the dollar by Jeff Bezos.
That was a low point. Even lower than my other lowest point with the kids in cages or whatever.
Ha! Is that all you got? You take the man's buildings away? You are a fly on Donald Trump's windshield.
But the president came back in a big way.
To be the president, I gotta do this.
Ivanka, could you help me with the posters? These condos aren't gonna sell themselves.
Shut up, Daddy. I'm on the phone with the Bank of Cyprus.
You shut up.
God damn it!
What do you mean you will not give us a loan? We made you and we can still break you.
I don't care about the money anymore. I don't wanna hear about it. We don't have any more money!
Dad!
What?
I did exactly what you said, and I paid out every single one of our investors.
You moron, I said take out the money, not pay out.
Whoops!
Idiot. Ivanka, what about a foot massage?
She always gets to do it.
She always will. There you go. Oh, oh, oh.
Now take me to jail.
We'll be out in a year. And then we'll be back.
Could be fun. Don't have to worry about your meals or what you're gonna do Saturday night.
Hey, you've been great. See you in the cafeteria.
Just like you are.
Maybe we will see each other again.
Terror at the time you were giving this role, were you aware that terror was going on throughout the nation?
Oh, no, of course not. I had high hopes that people would react as they do in a movie of that kind, and I don't know that they did particularly, and so I've given up. One doesn't believe in the radio audience much. You don't know that they're whether they're listening or not. You have no idea how many people are listening or what they're thinking. I had every hope that that the people would be excited as they would be at a melodrama.
Thanks for the song. From the
song of music, the Doors, Amy, Rigby, Randy, Rainbow, Shellac, the Beatles, Vera, Lynn,
and thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, Hawkeye, Pierce, BJ, Hunnicutt, JL, Corvin, Mika, Brzezinski, Willie, Geist, Stephen, Colbert, Seth, Myers, Henry, Hill, Jerry, Seinfeld, Kramer, Orson, Wells.
And tune in next week to Turn on the News, a new cutting-edge news show the same time next week on the Radio Network.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.